Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big Three at three. Number one.
And he goes down on strikes here. And a frustrating series in Cincinnati comes to a close with the Reds winning their ninth consecutive game against the Astros. A 1-0 shutout. Cincinnati's fifth shutout of the season. Second lowest total in Major League Baseball. But Rhett Lauder, Tony Santion, and Alexis Diaz combine on a 4-hit shutout today.
Well, I wish Ty could say what he really wanted to say. Man, it's bullshit. I think that's Ty, what Ty want to say. I think
well, this is not good.
I think he want to throw all his little papers, his score, all his stuff. Just throw it. He walked in here and got our ass kicked by the Reds. I feel like that's how he wants to send this thing to break, because I think that's how a lot of people are speaking here on the text line and on YouTube and Twitch, that they just got swept by the Reds. As you heard it there, 1-0. The offense struggling today big time. With this, and they got everybody in there except Kyle Tucker. Most everybody is in the lineup that you would want in the lineup besides Kyle Tucker, and they struggle today against the Reds. They get swept by the Reds, and if you're scoring at home, I believe they've got a 5-game lead at this point right now, 5-game lead, and the Mariners are actually playing right now, Clint, and they are leading 2-0 in the second inning over the Oakland A's. So that could get trimmed down to 4.5 if the Mariners win this game. But they get swept there 1-0 today, and they really struggled. Yesterday it was the pitching, at least the starter, and today it was the bats going quiet.
Yeah, and it wasn't game one. Was it Verlander?
Yep.
So, I mean, this is a series you'd like to just put behind you.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd like to put it behind you, and Spencer Arrighetti wasn't worth the flip. Verlander. Seems to be 107 pitches. I think that's positive from Verlander, but obviously didn't have the command and control that he typically has, and wasn't necessarily a positive outing. And then today the bats go dead. So yeah, I think this is just a series that the Astros would like to put behind them, obviously, and fortunately, You know, you've got the five-game lead. You've got a lead in the division, a healthy lead in the division with, where they had 22 games left to play this season, I think, something like that, low 20s. So, you know, it's you're in a spot where
– good shape.
Yeah, you're in good shape where you can afford some of these kind of things to happen at this point in time, but you damn sure don't want to make it a habit.
Yeah, September 23rd, that's the date. That is when you start a three-game series against the Mariners, and you just want to make sure you're in a space where that series is means less as possible. That's what you want to get to. You don't want to get to a spot where all of a sudden you get in there and your lead is trimmed down to 2.5, and that series means a ton. So that's the latest there. By the way, I'll just say this, man. Alex Bregman in that four spot, he's 0 for 4 today. Now, hell, he's not alone because, you know, Diaz was 0 for 3 and Yordan was 0 for 4. But, it just seems like he just doesn't swing the bat great from that four-hole spot. And he has been rolling the most when he was in between Yordan and in between Altuve. And I'm not quite sure. Maybe this is they really like Altuve there, and they're trying to get Diaz going. I'm not sure in the three spot, but to me, I don't love Bregman in that four spot. He seemed to be really, really swinging the bat at his best in the two spot, and that to me makes sense. Like for me, it seems like, and Brandon Scott brought this up in the break yesterday, saying that maybe it's to get Yordan in that two spot. Because he's swinging the bat well. Well, I think Yordan's going to swing the bat really great in the three spot, too. If you bump him down. But it seems like Bregman is a completely different player from swinging in between those guys than he is behind them. So I don't know. I wonder if they'll continue with this. But I don't know. The only reason why it moved is because Bregman got injured and they moved Diaz up. So I don't love him in that four spot.
Yeah, I don't like the tinkering with the lineup when you're talking about the top four and the top five guys if and when
Tucker gets back.
I think Bregman in the two hole, Yordan in the three hole, and then Tucker in the four hole. I think that's where you're at. I think that's the best lineup for this team, and then Diaz obviously hitting behind him. I don't really care much for the tinkering with the top of the lineup. I love what Joe Espada's done with the bottom of the lineup of whoever's hot is going to get moved up, and they're going to get opportunities when opportunities present themselves. And I love that part of it. But it's definitely hard to make sense of jockeying Alvarez and Diaz and Bregman around, especially in the absence of Tucker, which is just one less chess piece that you have to move. So. But that's what Espada's going to do it, man. He's going up and down that lineup. He's going to change that thing any given moment for any given reason.
I'm trying to do the best I can.
All right, well, they'll come back home to face the Arizona Diamondbacks, and that's a good team. That's a team that's in the playoffs right now. They'll face those guys coming in and Framber again on the mound. Hopefully, Framber can continue to do what Framber's been doing. He'll be a stopper. By the way, again today, I want to reinforce this wasn't Hunter Brown's fault. Hunter Brown continued and gave another great start. He's getting up into innings two, Clint, and it doesn't appear like he's slowing down. He goes six innings, no runs, six strikeouts to one walk. So another promising performance for Hunter Brown, who is pitching like one of your top two or three starters right now and will get a playoff start. So that is also the good news today. When you lose 1-0, that's tough.
Yeah, no doubt. Hunter's rolling, and I think the good thing, a silver lining if there is for Spencer Arrighetti is it was so bad. There's no way he wasn't tipping pitches.
He said he didn't think he was.
But then he followed that up with, "I'm not going to take that easy out and make excuses." So I mean, he said it's happened to him twice this year, and he'll figure it out. But boy, that was so bad that. You got to think that he was tipping pitches to some degree. I mean, those guys were just sitting on everything that he was.
I mean, you
pitching.
Almost hope so too, Clint.
Like, well, yeah, that's what I'm going with it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a silver lining. Then you look at the Verlander.
I start feeling bad for it.
Absolutely. It was. I mean, he's got to be sitting out there going, "Damn, everything I throw up there, they square up." But then you also with the Verlander deal, the silver lining, he went 107 pitches. So clearly, pitch count ain't a problem. Clearly, stamina's not a problem. He's got that, and so. Yeah. There are some positives to take from it. I hate to have a bunch of moral victories in a series where you got swept by the Reds, but there are some silver linings, if you will.
Yeah.
Big 3-3, number two.
All right, tonight the NFL season gets started as the Ravens and the Chiefs go. And this should be a really, really fun game, a good game. My thing with the Chiefs, and this is coming from somebody who has followed and carried that and covered that team, Clint, I don't get the feel. Sometimes they don't seem to care about or take some of these games as serious as other ones. Like, I think the Ravens probably are coming into this thing like getting revenge. Sometimes the Chiefs just, but, you know, I think the Astros can kind of get this way too when they win. I hope the Chiefs are coming into this thing with something to prove. I think offensively they at least should be, Clint, because, I mean, their offense last year, and Mahomes has said in the offseason, it wasn't very much fun. We had to kind of fight through to get to it. So I hope that they are taking this game as at least not serious, but coming with the same amount of intensity that the Ravens are coming with, because sometimes they don't always do that.
Well, I hope you're right for the sake of our entertainment pleasure. But at the end of the day, whatever the Chiefs are doing, they just need to keep doing it. I mean, whatever their approach has been, and they just need to keep on and follow suit. They got the blueprint. That's for damn sure. But yeah, I agree with you. I mean, tonight would be is going to be a killer game any way you slice it. But if there's a legit, like almost a playoff vibe, you're not going to get that. I don't think you get that caliber football right out of the gate. But if there's that kind of vibe and that kind of sense of urgency with each one of these teams, it's going to be even sweeter, man. But I'll be honest with you, it's going to be hard for either one of these teams to screw it up for me. I mean, this is about as good an opening game as you can have, unless your squad was playing it.
What's the key to tonight's game, you think, as you look at this thing? Because there is importance. Yeah. The one seed, the bye, all of that jumps out. What's the key to this?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think it's that no matter what week of the season the game is, if Lamar Jackson is in the game, you know, corralling him is obviously the number one key. I think when you look at the Ravens as well, is there's going to be even more so this year than the last couple of years. I think there's going to be we're going to punch you in the mouth for four quarters and eventually you're going to cave. So stopping Derrick Henry, not letting him get rolling. We've all seen him. We did here in Houston. We know exactly what Derrick Henry can do if he gets rolling. And so I think for Kansas City, the first and foremost, you got to somehow corral Lamar Jackson, and you've got to stop Derrick Henry. It's forcing him into obvious passing situations, and then force Lamar Jackson to throw the ball to the sideline. You know, don't give him any easy throws. Don't let him throw the ball over the middle. We know he loves throwing the ball over the middle. Force him to throw the ball to the sidelines, and you know, then you got a chance. You know, when you look at Kansas City, I'm sorry, when you look at Baltimore. You know, defensively, it's the same. We've seen this song and dance with Kansas City. You got to have an answer for Travis Kelce. If Travis Kelce's getting off, then you're going to have major problems. That guy right there, right? I mean, sure, Xavier Worthy brings a little something. Sure, they're going to be able to run the rock from time to time. They've done that better than really they're given credit for. So, to me, it's about Travis Kelce having answers there essentially early on, and there is a degree, I think, in the big moments of the game, the critical moments of the game, is corralling number 15. Don't let number 15 win this game in the fourth quarter with his legs.
Yeah, there's so many things that make this game important to allow the Ravens to play the way that they want to play.
Mm-hmm.
And that's obviously running the football. Like, to me, the Ravens, if they get the chance to run the football, it is hard to see them not being successful. It is when you got Lamar and Derrick Henry, it is hard to see that not working if they are allowed to run a lot. But how much are they allowed to run? And I think Todd Monken is going to overcorrect for what he did in the playoffs. I don't think he's going to find in any way is he going to allow six carries to running backs in this game.
Well, that's scary for the NFL if he does it.
Right. And I think he may overcorrect it. But do the Chiefs offense score enough points to make them have to not, you know, come off that game plan more? Or, you know, or do, you know, do the Chiefs stop it enough? Like, it's like Golden State. Steph and Clay are going to hit threes. It's just, are they going to hit 25? Or are they going to hit 14? They're going to hit threes, and you got to weather that, but you just can't let it go crazy. And I think that's what the game is about. The Ravens are going to run the football. Are they going to run it for 200? Or are they going to run it for, you know, 130? Or yep. 250? You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's a big element of the game.
I'm going to tell you, man, I'm going to be highly disappointed with Todd Monken if we don't see Lamar Jackson. I'm talking about designed runs. I'm talking about in-scheme runs with Lamar Jackson playing off of Derrick Henry. Those two, 1-2 punch, running the ball down. I'm going to be disappointed. And I don't want to hear nothing about, well, we're saving this guy for the playoffs. Yada, yada. No. I mean, at the end of the day, you're playing the Chiefs. Really, the Chiefs don't need this win. Baltimore needs this win. Baltimore needs the momentum. Baltimore needs the confidence boost. Baltimore is the one that's got to prove that they can beat the Chiefs. Lamar's got to prove he can beat Pat kind of deal. They're the ones with the bad taste in their mouth. And so, to me, you got to put everything you got on the table. No, I'm not saying you be reckless with it, but you put everything you got on the table and try to go win this thing tonight.
Yeah, yeah. So, a big one tonight as the NFL season gets started.
Number 3.
All right, I want to push this across real quick as the Texans get ready for Sunday. The injury report is pretty good, Clint. Only MJ Stewart with a knee quad injury is not participating today, and he is not expected to play in the game on Sunday against the Colts. But he is the only one right now that is showing up on the injury report for the Texans, which is a big deal and a good thing. I think it's big that Will Anderson's not even showing up as questionable or anything on the injury report, that they feel that good about where he is right now. So the Texans go into this game as healthy as they possibly can be.
It's a beautiful thing, right?
Yep. We'll see how long that happens this year.
That's a successful camp.
There it is.
Obviously, there were some priorities in camp to figure out, develop some guys, figure out who's going to play where, Jalen Petrie, Kamari Lassiter. The backup linebacker, Henry Toa-Toa, the interior defensive line, Mario Edwards, who's going to do what? Clearly there were some priorities, man, but coming out on the back end of camp, especially when you're as physical as D'Amico Ryans is, coming out on the back end of camp with ultimately zero injuries and going into that first game with a clean bill of health, that's big. That's big. So yeah, I mean, look, no disrespect to MJ Stewart, but at the end of the day, if we get to where MJ Stewart's impacting this game, we got bigger problems than MJ Stewart on defense.
All right, as we're live here, coming up, your first opportunity to win a $25 gift card courtesy of the great people at Bud Light as we are live here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Katy. Get on out here. Remember, in the 5 o'clock hour, you got a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Texans take on the Bears Sunday Night Football right here at NRG. And in the 4 o'clock hour, a great, great, great cooler that Bud Light is potentially hooking you up with. And as I said, in this hour, your chance to win a couple of gift cards. All of that coming up next as we continue right here on The Drive.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings and Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome in. Yes, look at that photo stuck right there, baby, with you about to put that damn wing in your mouth. Right there. There it is.
That's awesome.
Get on out here, man.
Open that hanger, Clint.
And I'm going to tell you right
now. You don't know how to eat a wing. That's it right there.
That's the start right there.
Open up and get to work, baby.
I wish you'd hold up the finished product, but they can't see that either. But yes, it's a good wing. That Chipotle rub, I believe that's it. It still ain't rolling.
I went with a Buffalo dry rub.
Oh, you went Buffalo dry rub this time. A little different. Yep. Okay. But no, the food is great. The drinks are great. You got the Bud Light young ladies are out here. They will hook you up as well. Come on out and enjoy yourself at the end of this segment. So those of you who are here or on your way at the end of this segment, we will be hooking people up courtesy of Bud Light, the first $25 gift card. That will be given up as soon as this segment ends. So if you're on the way, you might want to get here and get in on this. So that's coming up here in just a bit. As we said here, we're live here, Buffalo Wild Wings, Katy location. Come on out. And We talked about a bit. The NFL season starts tonight, and these are two teams that I think most people have ahead of the Texans. And I'm wondering from Texans fans, 713-572-4610, those of you on YouTube and Twitch, Tyler, this is made for you. Which team you hate the most? Which team are you over the most? The Chiefs or the Ravens? These two teams play. These two teams, the Texans may have to go through to get where they want to get to, and I can hear Tyler. Who do you despise the most?
It's easy for me, man. It's the Chiefs. I mean they've been king. They have in certain senses been running the NFL now, and it's the Chiefs easily, going back to 24-0 at Arrowhead through their dominance.
Oh, yeah,
it's the Chiefs 100%.
That part. Yeah, I was wondering, because the Ravens got you. They're the ones who knocked you out last year and beat you twice last year. But that 24 to nothing still stings. Huh? That one is –
I have a feeling it always will.
That one was the closest opportunity to get to an AFC championship game in here. Someone texted in, this is easy. I hate the Chiefs. I hate the Chiefs because of you, Ron. It's interesting, because if you missed it, we had a conversation with Jimmy Ward earlier, and in a similar way, as I said, you know, which teams do you circle? I would think recency, it is like the Ravens, and the Ravens didn't just beat us, man. They in a way dominated us multiple times last year, and it feels like, boy, you got to go through those guys to feel through. But it does seem like, according to Tyler said it was easy, and people on the text line with the Chiefs, that it's the Chiefs that is a team yet you hate or want to beat the most.
Who said that?
It seems that's what it's coming through. I mean, when we asked Jimmy Ward, the first team he said that he circled was the Chiefs. Tyler is just like, it's easy, it's the Chiefs. And I've seen this on the text line as it rolled through. Someone said the Chiefs because of 2019 and that 24-0 debacle and the absolute dumpster fire we had to go through. That's people on the text line. Someone else, of course, said because of me, they hate the Chiefs. But I don't know. I'd be a little bit surprised. The Ravens are the Ravens have to feel like, man, we gotta jump that mountain.
Yeah, look, I don't have any hate for either one of them. I just they're two really good football teams. I'm with you from a standpoint of like recency, like the way Baltimore did us last year in the playoffs, the way they beat you in the regular season. I don't know why, but I remember going to NRG and watching them just almost during COVID just tiptoe through the
yes,
Texans just like in
that.
Such a disrespectful manner. So that, like, I would say, personally, I would pick the Ravens if I were going to pick one, simply because it seems like the Ravens, like the hate for Kansas City is more like you felt like you should have beat them a couple of times maybe, and you let it get away. Baltimore has just been downright disrespectful.
Yeah, they've just take like that second half. The last time we were at Buffalo Wild Wings, that second half we watched it on as they had it on the screen. They just took it from you.
They just made you like it. So, I don't know. From a football perspective, I feel
races.
Like we gave away some games to the Chiefs. Like, I don't look at the mess that went on in Arrowhead when they came back. What was it, 24 to what?
Nothing.
The Chiefs obviously did something to come back and win that game, but the Texans did everything they could to just give that thing right back to a really, really good football team. Made a ton of mistakes. So, it's hard for me to be mad at the Chiefs about that one. You got to be mad at Bill O'Brien and the Texans about that there. So yeah. I would pick Baltimore. I ain't got no hate in my heart for either one of them, but I would pick Baltimore.
That's the team you would want to get to. That's what I would think in the locker room. Like I was kind of surprised from Jimmy, but I would think in the locker room it would be like, we got to get some payback. But we got to play them again. We got to prove to ourselves. Yeah. We can get them. I would almost think they play those two teams back to back, the Chiefs and the Ravens. I would almost think that Christmas Day game against the Ravens is the bigger one for them. Because it's like, there's something about like, man, we got to get that monkey off our back. CJ, Will Anderson, they've never played the Chiefs. They have, as you said, one of my favorite phrases. They beat you down and made you like it.
Yeah.
Just made you accept it. That second half was just, you know, that offense was really good all year long. The two of the worst performances by far last year's schedule came against that Ravens defense. And I would imagine in the locker room, that's the team. Someone texted it, it's absolutely the Chiefs. Someone said, I'm hating the Chiefs as much as I hate the Cowboys right now. My God. I didn't think it came to that.
You just got a lot of hate in your heart, man. I mean, damn.
I was saying not on the level of the Cowboys, no. It'll be fun to watch as they have to face those two teams. But those are the teams that you're having to run and chase after. All right, coming up right now, we will hook somebody up with that final ticket, their first opportunity to win. $25 Visa gift card. That is coming up as soon as we get out of here. So if you are trying to hurry up and fill your name out, you've got seconds to do so. But we will hook somebody up with that as soon as we get off here. By the way, coming up, big game on Sunday for the Texans. A lot of new pieces, a lot of pieces coming in their second or third seasons. Who is it that you're most amped, excited to see play coming up on Sunday? What Texan are you looking forward to penciling in? I can't wait to see this guy play. We'll discuss that coming.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile.
You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings and Katy, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, congratulations to Gus. Clap it up for Gus, our first winner.
Gus and Katy?
Today. Gus and Katy. Gus and Katy.
Is that the Gus and Katy?
That is the Gus and Katy.
Oh,
Tyler,
man.
Your friend that you you guys started off a little rough. And then
we're
and
buds then, now.
Yeah. You're acquaintances. You're building up to the buds part.
We're not even really acquaintances. I've never met him. I wish I could.
Yeah. I guess you're right on that.
Yeah, this is one of them days, Tyler. I'm going to be honest with you, man. I mean, I don't need to go into too much detail, but you probably wish he was here.
You know,
I wouldn't have said
anytime
that,
there's a good time going on, that's how I feel. I get FOMO.
I mean, you know, it's a little deeper now. We got some good people in the building. Got some good looking people in the building. We got some
Drive
cheerleaders on the way. Got Trap on the way.
Yeah, cheerleaders coming up here in about 20 minutes or so.
I mean, you are just
Bud Light folks
that
doing
face.
Big things. I mean, it's got our YouTube channel. It's circling right now a little bit, but it's all on all the screens. It's a good time to be a part of the 610 team, man.
Yeah, Thursdays are back, baby.
And by the way, we'll be back at this location next Thursday. We'll be right here again here in Katy next Thursday. And you can come hang out with us again so you know exactly where we are. So we expect to see Gus and Katy again coming out next week. But Gus, he wins our first $25 gift card. We'll be hooking somebody else up with another one as soon as this segment ends.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's a good point, Ron.
That is a good point.
Being in the same,
I don't know what
being,
it is,
being,
but it is.
Well, being in the same spot 2 weeks, you know, 3 weeks, you know, back to back to back, you can really hold people accountable.
Yes.
You know, we get a lot of folks come and say, hey, man, when are y'all going to be on this side of town next? Man, we'll come out and hang. And then, you know, you don't circle back until 10 more weeks or something. You don't really know. Now anybody says, hey, we'll be here next week, man. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, see him next week.
Mm-hmm. Come by the way, East River 9 tomorrow.
East River 9 tomorrow, man. Going to be a good time. If you want to play a little pickleball, you can do that. Play your nine holes, you could do that too. Another place
party,
I'm certain Tyler wish he could be at.
Yeah.
Another place.
Yeah, I certain. Still haven't made it out to East River 9, but I've heard that place, that facility is just legit.
Yeah, it is. It's first class.
It is. Yeah, it's crazy. Right in downtown. They've got it there, so come hang out. If you haven't been there, you got to get there. It'll be a good time. A little football Friday coming up tomorrow. You can see whatever this is on my head. Walked over, Bud Light girl came to me. Oh, when'd you do that to your hair? She said, "Oh, you're rocking it." I said, "Stop! Like just stop." I know what this looks like. It's okay. you're rocking it. You're rocking it. It looks good. No, it doesn't. Stop. I know it doesn't. I can see it myself. I know it does. Yeah, so come hang out with us as we're hooking folks up. Tickets in the 5 o'clock hour. Bears, Texans in the 5 o'clock hour. Also in the 4 o'clock hour, your chance to win a really, really great Bud Light cooler. All of that courtesy of Bud Light as well. All right, Clint. It's a big game because it's the start of the season. There are a lot of elements of guys that I think people really want to see. Guys that are free agents that they just signed that are new toys here. Guys that are draft picks that we haven't seen in a regular season game yet. Guys that you watched last year that you feel like could take another step this year. Who is it? You can join in on this as well. Text line 713-572-4610, and those beautiful people on YouTube and Twitch as well, you can jump in to who are you most amped or excited to see?
For me, it's fairly simple, man, and it's Derek Stingley. One, I've been talking about him being the key to a defense since he got drafted. I think this is a year he can actually do that.
You're a Tiger, but now you're
number
a Texan,
two.
Man.
Yeah, that guy right there, that was Cal talking about him. Number two. You know, I think we've seen glimpses, you know, of Derek Stingley and what he's capable of doing. You know, none bigger than last year when he shadowed Amari Cooper after the Browns just went off on the Texans the next time they circled around, which was, what, 2 weeks later? He shadowed Amari Cooper, one of the better route-running wide receivers, a very experienced wide receiver in the league, and just kept him completely out of the box score. So I think there's more of that to come. I think this is the year that Derek Stingley truly arrives. Even more so, he's got a rookie corner opposite him that we don't know much about at this point in time. We know he's smart. We know he's mature. We know he's going to be where he's supposed to be when he's supposed to be there, but we don't know how good of a corner he really is, Ron. And so, just for so many reasons, it's Derek Stingley for me. And then on the top of it all, I mean, I think Derek Stingley has a chance to be the best corner in the league. Like, he has a chance to go out there, and if he plays really, really well with his God-given ability, his hand-eye coordination, his ball skills, how big he is, wherever this chip came from that's on his shoulders now, I mean, it's a beautiful thing. And he has a chance to be the best corner in the league if he arrives the way in which he very well could this year.
Yeah, you've been high on Derek Stingley since he's got here. I think the big thing has just been mostly health and opportunity. And we've heard this from not just many people on this team. He's got the best ball skills. He's got the best hands maybe on the team.
Yeah,
as a corner. So and we've seen him make plays in the preseason as well, where he could have had. He did have a pick against Daniel Jones. Could have had a pick six in that game as well. So, no, he's a fun one to watch. Somebody just texted in the same one that I have, and that's Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon for me is the one to watch, and this was a difficult one because Kamari Lassiter is high up there on that list because I want to see him. But Joe Mixon, listen, the thing that many people believe kept this offense back was the run game. And the offensive line is as healthy as it ever was last year. And I am still intrigued, and I've said this since he was let go, is the Bengals are a team trying to get to a Super Bowl too. And Joe Mixon's a guy that can catch the ball out of the backfield, a guy that's been a 1,000-yard rusher multiple times for them, has had some really good years and has been a part of that core. Why in the world did they let him go to bring in somebody who was the Colts' backup to pay him the same amount? So, and he's looked really good when we've seen him in practice, and his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield and not just run running back routes but do it down the field has been impressive. So I am really intrigued to see what Joe Mixon looks like and what kind of Joe Mixon they're getting.
That's my number two, Ron. That was the second one for me. I mean, I've had some big statements about Joe Mixon. I need him to have a hell of a year now. And so but I'm excited about him on the offensive side of the football. I know all the talk is about the receivers, the explosiveness, yada yada yada. But you want to talk about the one guy that can be the key to the offense in terms of going, hey, man, this is a Super Bowl-caliber team. Let Joe Mixon produce, at an elite level. Let him just be a consistent factor in the game and be a good complementary piece to what C.J. Stroud's doing in the pass game, and this offense is going to go to the next level.
Yeah, I am intrigued to see what we see from him. People on the text line rolling through. Danielle Hunter. Yeah, he's a big one. He has a chance, as we talk about Stingley, he's got a chance to be the best and most important player on this defense. We've talked about a lot of guys, talked about Will, but his ability to, and as you said, bigger than maybe what we thought he was when we get to see him in person. He certainly has the size to be stout against the run, but he is clearly an above-average pass rusher and a dude that can change and just wreck a drive. It will be fun to see him. Jalen Petrie, I don't know if I'm excited. I'm certainly intrigued to watch. Like, you kind of – I'll be honest with you, I kind of want Josh Downs to play, the slot receiver normally for them, just to see him have to cover guys with that speed. Because to me – those are the receivers that I think potentially could give him the trouble. Is the quick speed, not necessarily the straightaway speed, but the guys that can get in and out of their breaks super quickly, that are elusive and hard to tackle. And Josh Downs is that type of guy. So I just want to see how he plays in that situation to know that you can feel as comfortable as possible to have him right there in the slot covering guys.
Yeah, I think Josh Downs has got an ankle that's got him questionable, and so he's not going to be, even if he goes, he's not going to be the, he's not going to have the shake that he typically has, I wouldn't think. So Jalen Petrie should be in good shape. But you want to talk about intrigued to see. Yeah, I mean, Jalen Petrie, Kamari Lassiter, the Kalen Bullock, to get, when he does get in there, Mario Edwards, who's so been so promising, you know, up front on the defensive line. You know, Tim Settle and Foley, two guys that Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans clearly have a ton of confidence in. You know, I'm intrigued and excited to see those guys, because D'Amico Ryans and company, they've been right a lot more than they've been wrong. And if they're right about those guys, again, this defense goes to another level.
Yeah. Derek Stingley, real quick, Tyler, who was the guy that you're excited to see? You said C.J. Stroud?
No, man, I think I would go with Nico Collins. I'm desperate to see a second consecutive year of big-time output from him. I think a lot of the NFL is still sleeping on Nico as like a true NFL threat as a pass catcher. So I want to see Nico come out of the gate, start doing what he did last year, if not more so. And I'll be watching Nico close on Sunday in Indy.
That's a good one. And to the point you made earlier in the week, Clint, I wonder how different the game looks for him. I wonder how different coverages are for him. I wonder if he is one that has to make an adjustment along with Bobby Slowick on how he is getting open or how teams are planning.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because D'Amico Ryans said something, I think it was D'Amico, yesterday about, he was asked about Nico Collins, and he went into like, hey, all you gotta do is find ways to get him the ball, move him around, find ways to get him the ball, get the ball in his hands,
Nico,
and he's gonna make plays.
Fire,
he's just a straight
baby.
Playmaker. Yeah, that guy. I just, when I hear that, I think, boy, that's the opposite of what I would want to do with him. Like I would put him, if I were the quarterback, I would want him at that boundary receiver, big body, on the line, not moving. He is my safety valve. If anybody gives me any troubles, if there's a soft corner, I'm giving it to him. If he gets one-on-one, he beats a guy deep, I'm giving it to him. Like, that's who I think he needs to be, given that you got Tank Dell, Steph Diggs, Dalton Schultz, and all these other pieces. I think that's where he fits best. But Bobby Slowick sure moved him around a lot last year when he was the only healthy guy and got a lot of mileage out of it. So, you know, we'll see if that's the approach this year and how it all works out. I think they've got a lot of mouths to feed, man.
They do. Nico is one. Nico is a Tank, another one. It says, I see someone text in. All right, coming up as we continue, what you got going on at the four?
There's a ton of pressure on one guy in this organization. One guy on this football team, there's a ton of pressure. I'm going to tell you who that is, and we'll discuss next right here on Sports Radio 610.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.